You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, October 29th. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'm here with the numbers you need to know to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 25%. That's how much Bitcoin is up since Friday. What's behind the rise in the world's most traded cryptocurrency? China, it seems. The country's president, Xi Jinping, recently announced that he wants China to invest in blockchain technology. That all but surely means a state-controlled digital currency. It's quite a change of tune from China. Previously, the country said it would crack down on the practice of mining Bitcoin because it uses huge amounts of electricity and presents a way to evade the country's capital controls. The president's softer approach to blockchain could signal a new Chinese live and let mine approach to crypto regulation. That's according to Maddie Greenspan from the trading platform eToro. The next number up is 24%. That's how much PG&E stock dropped on Monday as the California wildfires continued to spread. The fires have led to evacuations and threatened homes, and PG&E could be on the hook for recovery costs in the northern and central parts of the state. That has hit the company's stock and the value of its bonds, but the losses won't be meted out soon. Instead, they'll be part of the utility's already complicated bankruptcy process. Our last number is 58%. That's how much Apple stock has risen in the past year. It has become the most valuable publicly traded company in the world, an impressive feat, especially considering that Apple isn't really growing. So when Apple reports its quarterly earnings tomorrow, Wall Street expects Apple to bring in the same amount of revenue it did a year ago. The company's growth has slowed to a standstill because demand for iPhones is fading. But the stock's continued rise shows that investors think the company's bets on services, like TV subscriptions, will pay off. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, October 29th. I'm Ben Walsh, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day!